Channel One over. A continuation of that surprise visit with Berman and Tommy this Saturday morning, the 7th of August, 71. Now, the talk doesn't begin till way on up there, another 50, 60, 70. Channel One over and a continuation of the visit with Berman and Tommy this Saturday morning, the 7th of August, 1971. Channel One over and a continuation of the visit with Berman and Tommy this Saturday morning, the 7th of August, 1971. Channel One over. Now, it's a long ways up to where the talk starts, way on up there. This surprise visit with Berman and Tommy this Saturday morning, the 7th of August, 1971.
So she got $160 a piece for the heifer and $150 for the bull. You know, heck, they ain't that big.
Just a little old bee.
Yeah, ain't very big.
Well, now look, Berman, you've done pretty well.
They don't weigh, I don't mind those, I might need to average out 250, 300 pounds.
You've just done pretty well.
Well, if you figured out by the pound, she's getting about almost 50 cents a pound for them. That's what I didn't figure out to be, I mean, market price.
It looked to me like she's making pretty good transactions.
Yeah, she did. She's a pretty good salesman. I can't complain about that. She's a pretty good salesman.
You know, it's just a thing. I come over, went over there two times in a row.
When she was good.
When she was, selling. And one time I went down there, and all about 5 minutes, you know, and stayed on the edge and listened to them talk a little bit. But I was afraid to, you know, I wanted to join them, but I was afraid to do that, you know, because you know, you've got certain adjustments.
Yeah.
There, and so I went on back up to the house, and but Charlie told me about it, and but the thing about it, I noticed was that the people who come, they was pleased with the animal.
Yeah. Some lady came out, some guy and lady came out, Shirley told me, I never did see him. She said, I guess this was about, 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
She may have told you.
That's when they bought that little bull.
No.
$400.
This is a different lady. And she'd advertised me the bull in the caves for $150.
Yeah.
And, this is over that, but this is when we had them up for sale for $135. This was about 2 months ago. Well, this couple came out. I guess they must have been about 55, 60 years old, I guess, this man and woman. And he's looking at the caves. And this lady was over looking at the cows. She is wanting the cows for that price. Shirley said, good enough. No, she said, well, the caves are the 135. She said, oh my goodness. She said, that's not worth it. And she offered, she said she'd give Shirley 135 piece for the cows. Shirley said that made her so mad. And she said that man made him mad too, because he knew the value of them. And he was pleased with them. He was wanting to buy them. No, sir, she wasn't about to buy anything like that for $135. And made him mad. And when she didn't want to, when she was wanting the cows, he said, good gracious. He said, these calves are well worth that. He said, I don't think she's asking too much. And he said, where in the world are you going to get a cow like that for $135? That's the ones we bought in Santa Fe. We paid $307 a piece for them cows last year.
You know, you could, you can really run into some curious customers
you sure
when
can.
You get into cattle.
Oh, man.
When you start dealing in cattle, can't you?
You know, this fella here about 2 weeks ago runs that Phillips 66 station in Micanopy. You see it on left. You know where it is, on the left-hand side of the road going to Gainesville.
The truck stop?
Yeah, I have a filling station and a restaurant right there. It's on the left side of the road, right there on the corner. Well, they came out and looked at him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
They saw that bulletin.
Yeah, they had a bulletin. And just as soon as he stepped out and got out of the truck, I hadn't been home two or three minutes when he drove up. And I was down in the barn, and his wife got out. I don't know who the boy was who got out. I guess it might have been his son. And just as soon as he got out of the truck, I had them pictured just as soon as they got out that they was over looking for a bargain,
mm-hmm.
a real bargain.
Yeah.
They didn't.
And that old man Atkins?
I don't know what his name is.
You don't know?
But I knew he wasn't going to buy anything. When she got out, when they got out, both of them with their nose up in the air.
Yeah.
And they wasn't seeing him. They walked over and looked at him. And then she'd turn around and look around the place. Well, I knew right then that we were just wasting time. And she'd walk around and stick her head in the pen. Just as though I gathered that she didn't know one end of the cave from the other end. She didn't know a cow from a horse. That's just the way I pictured it.
Yeah.
And they'd probably take them for give them to them about $20 a piece. That's just the way I gathered.
Well.
And directly, he stood there about 10 or 15 minutes. Well, we got to be going. If we decide we want any, he said, we'll let you know. And Shirley said, well, glad you came over to look at them, whether you buy anything or not. And the lady said, well, if we want anything, we'll let you know. And I felt it like helping them in the truck with the boot of my toe.
Yeah. That's that truck stop, Berman.
Yeah.
And Mr. Atkins run that. Now, he's got a new place, you know, over on the I-75.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been over there a long time. But his wife keeps this home. Now, his daughter married Tommy Boyd. And Tommy Boyd, you know, Mr. Boyd out there, died right along there on the Junction Road.
Probably I know him.
Well, Tommy, he's one of the last cowboys in this country. He's a cowhand from way back, but he couldn't make much at it, so he got out of it, and he's working in electrical stuff now up in town. Well, Tommy... Tommy was a great trader like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he come over here one time, and he was going to help me a little bit, and put his cows over here. And I said, you know, there's just nothing out there. You have to fertilize it.
Yeah.
Why, he says, you can just let them get what's there. And, you know, it. I might have done that. But it's hard. It'd be hard on me just to walk along out there and see them old woods cows.
Yeah.
Starving there.
Oh, boy.
Now, Ms. Guthrie has said again and again that range where Mr. Guthrie used to have his cattle, she said they butchered right through the winter and never fed it a thing.
Yeah.
But now, there ain't any range like that now.
No, well, that stuff over there, they still rent it, you know, all that ground across the road.
Yeah.
I think it was 3,500 acres or something like that. She rents all the time. And she said, her owner said, she said, there's just nothing out there from grazing anymore. Well, I agree with her. Because those pines are growing up, so they're choking out all the grass.
Yeah.
Just isn't done that. But yet they still rent. I think they're renting again for this year.
And then the state sprays the lake out there where they don't even have hyacinths.
Yeah.
Say, I don't want to run off, but I want.
We're going to have to be going because I got to get on back home too.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to cook up a little something and bring it over there.
Oh, no.
Shirley can't get out of the bed?
No, she can't. She can't go to the bathroom. I have to help her every time she moves.
I just can't imagine. Now, there's somebody that can do something about that, Berman.
Well,
could it be the heart?
I just don't know what it is. I don't think this is. This is. She's been running a high temperature.
She has.
Yeah, she's been around temperature 103.4 for the last 3 or 4 days.
A high temperature.
Yeah. I think she's caught something.
Well, that could be a virus. But she's taking some medicine.
Yeah, she went to the doctor yesterday and he put on some medicine. As far as I know, he hasn't done her a bit of good. No, about the only thing that does her any good is this Tylenol I've been giving her.
Hey, let's get in and
you want another cookie? You like these cookies, don't you? Yeah.
That's channel one over, around 150, I guess. And the end of this surprise visit with Berman, this Saturday morning, the 7th of August, 71. There's a channel one over, 150, 200. The end of this surprise visit, Berman, Tommy, this Saturday morning, the 7th of August, 71.